Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Triple Jump. My name is Peter.
My name is Ben.
Ben, we're here to talk about what has just happened at time of recording. Summer Games Fest at E3 was the first conference.
Summer Game Fest.
There were there was more than one game there, but it's actually called Summer Game Fest.
What are you going to do,
We've learned this. It was the first conference of E3 2021. We watched it live. If you are watching this video early enough and there are still some conferences to go out this season at E3, remember to tune in on YouTube on Triple Jump if you want to watch along with us for some reactions.
Absolutely. You should do that.
But here we are to chat about what's just happened. Ben, did you enjoy it?
I did, on the whole. Yeah, I think they sandwiched the announcements quite nicely in that they had a really big one to start with and a really big one to end with.
Yeah.
We did say at about the hour mark that we were sort of lagging a bit. Like, flagging. Video game speak. You know how it is. I'm a gamer. It was like there was just so many announcements that at about an hour in, I was, and it's so warm. On camera, you may be able to tell that I'm glistening slightly. It was just like there's a lot of games that are not all for me, but then they brought it back home, I think, at the end.
It's nice to have the quantity, though, because sometimes at E3 there'll be a conference like, say, a Bethesda or whatever, and you'll only actually see two or three games, and then there'll be a lot of just kind of, here's maybe a DLC, and here's, oh, we're going on tour with the soundtrack, and there's a new item coming, and it's a bit bitty. But to have like loads of actual games is always a nice thing. But we were just a bit kind of overwhelmed in the middle with. It was just unfortunately it was probably a run of the kinds of games that Ben and I aren't so into. But we'll talk about them all now. And
we will
give our thoughts.
And let's start off big, Peter, with Tiny Tina's Wonderland.
Yeah,
which we did know was coming because it was sort of teased. This is apparently, according to the voice actress for Tiny Tina, Ashley Birch, it's completely different from Borderlands, not based in any of the same mechanics, certainly appears to be running in the same engine, so we will see about that. But it's very much seemingly a medieval set game. Tiny Tina is younger, so she's younger that is seemingly set before the events of Borderlands 3. And very much seems to be in the same vein as the Bunkers and Badasses DLC for Borderlands 2. But there's a couple of big names attached in the voice acting department, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's Andy Samberg, Wanda Sykes, Will Arnett. I mean, heck if I know who they are and what they did. But,
do you not know who they are?
Not all of them, no.
Okay.
But
they're big, though. Those are big names.
I could tell. When you say that it's not necessarily the same mechanics, I think certainly as far as it being a medieval looter shooter, that is certainly a similarity. Mm. But it will be interesting to see just how similar or not similar, dissimilar this will be. I mean, they've called it Wonderlands and it has a Borderlands character in it. So you would think that it would actually be the correct thing to do to make it similar rather than deviate too far. Because then, otherwise, who is this for? If you're not making it for the Borderlands fans, I'll be interested to see just how true that statement was, or what she meant by that exactly. But
And we won't have long to wait until we find out exactly what it is, because apparently it's coming out in early 2022, and whether that remains true or not, we'll see. Mm. But there we are. That's Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. Next, Metal Slug Tactics. An RTS set in the Metal Slug universe. It looked visually pretty good.
Metal Slug's going back many years. 90s was Metal Slug? Does it go back to, I think? Potentially? I think so, mark?
SNC?
Yeah, I've never played a Metal Slug game, but it looked very pretty. It's nice to see something done in that style. And it's kind of an interesting... It's set in a kind of, I don't know, mid-20th century world, but in a kind of stylized, almost not necessarily alternate history, but certainly in some of the promotional art, there's a pretty weird-looking tank in there that doesn't look entirely historically accurate. So, I wish I knew a bit more about Metal Slug, but it appears to be kind of has its own style and its own world, I think, which is
very much in keeping with the Metal Slug aesthetic, for sure.
Yeah.
Next up, Peter, we weren't sure if it was going to happen, but lo and behold, we had the seemingly mandatory best friend of Jeff Keighley moment, Hideo Kojima interview.
He appeared, and at first, it seemed like he was literally just there so that Jeff could say, hey, I'm friends with Hideo Kojima. Most of their conversation seemed to be about... I wasn't quite sure if they were talking in... Because we were trying to present it at the same time. I wasn't sure if they were talking in reference to the video game industry or the kinds of games that Hideo wants to make in future. But he was talking about having to adapt, like how in the wake of 9/11, things changed a lot. He was sort of... I guess he was talking about COVID. It was all a bit weird. I mean, it's Hideo Kojima. And then at the end, we did actually get... a game reveal, sort of. It was Ben's bet for the game we're playing, where we're making predictions throughout E3. Ben was hoping for Hideo Kojima's next game. We got Death Stranding Director's Cut, didn't we?
Yes. Don't know a huge amount about it, apart from the fact that in the trailer, Norman Reedus pulls out a box and gets into it and gets out of it. So goodness knows what this is going to be or what shape this is going to take, but that is coming at some point. The full reveal is weeks away, apparently, so we'll find out more in the future. What was next?
We had another star-studded reveal after Hideo Kojima. Jeff Goldblum appeared and was just being Jeff Goldblum, really.
He's fantastic.
Chaos and evolution. And it was like he was really trying to tease us about what this could possibly be related to. But it's Jeff Goldblum, and it's almost certainly going to be Jurassic Park. And it was Jurassic Park, or I should say Jurassic World, as it's known nowadays. Jurassic World Evolution 2, the sort of management builder game, the sequel to the first Jurassic World Evolution, where you build your own Jurassic World.
Yeah. That's it. It's just a CG trailer. Don't really know much more than that. But
PC, Xbox, PlayStation.
We then got some music, though, which I sadly couldn't listen to because I was hosting the stream and that could possibly get us demonetized. But it was Japanese Breakfast performing a song and revealing the release date for Sable, which looks gorgeous. An open world indie game.
Yeah.
Love the art style. Love the animation. Looks really interesting. And it's out on PC and Xbox. In September. So very soon.
Yeah, really, really nice art style here. I liked what you pointed out with the limited frames and the running animation was kind of fun. Yeah,
it's nice.
Looks nice. We then moved on to Lost Ark, which is an already known existing MMORPG. It's popular over in Korea, I believe, but it's now coming to the West this year. As they say in the West here, fall.
It looks kind of unremarkable to me, but I'm not an MMO guy. And the most interesting part of this for us, at least when we were streaming reactions, was that it was brought by Amazon Prime. Gaming.
It says games.
Oh, not Prime Gaming. Sorry, not Amazon Prime. Just Amazon Games. Amazon Prime Gaming. No, just games. So that's interesting. I suppose we'll have to see how that does.
The event was sponsored by Amazon this year, and there were a fair few mentions of Amazon and their gaming-related services.
But certainly were.
That's what a sponsorship's about, so why not?
Yep.
We then moved on to a game close to your heart.
Oh, so close.
Yeah.
Can't wait for this. This is season 4 of Call of Duty Warzone. New weapons, maps, operators, new zombie content. Apparently there's going to be new stuff for Warzone as well. As I said during the live stream, I can't wait to see what weapon they release that completely breaks the game for everyone. That's going to be quite exciting. But it's Call of Duty, and you sort of know what you're getting here. There was a dragon in the zombie bit. There appeared to be some kind of train. Looks pretty cool,
yeah.
But, you know, we'll just... it's free, so when it arrives, I imagine I'll be reporting on it, whatever experience I get with it on the podcast.
Yeah, sounds good. We then do a little sidestep. We stick with video games, but video games in the world of cinema. Ryan yeah. Reynolds appeared and mm-hmm. told us all about his next film, Free Guy. Is that what it's called? I forgot that's what its name was.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
It's about, if some people may be aware of it, in fact, he even remarked that he felt like it had been a lifetime since he shot the film, and it does actually say here in our little write-up, 2019. That's why I thought it was out already.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it'd been so long, but basically he's an NPC in an open world sandbox game, and there's just chaos and explosions all the time, which is quite an interesting concept. And then they showed the parade of Let's Players and streamers reacting to the game that the film is based around, and I was like, I don't want to watch it now.
It's
got Ninja
about,
in it.
It's got Ninja. I think Jacksepticeye was there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I saw that too. I just don't like. You didn't need to do that.
They were talking.
You didn't
about
need to do that.
He's called like the Man in Blue or the Man in the Blue Suit or something, and they were like, who is this man in the blue suit? So I don't know if he's maybe sort of breaking the game and like he's become self-aware and they're trying to play the game on YouTube, and suddenly this like NPC is going crazy, or I don't know. It was yeah. it was difficult to keep up, really, because again we're presenting at the same time. But you know, it's coming, mm-hmm. and well, video game related movies are always a bit funny. Remember Pixels? So we'll see how well it
Pixels
does.
Pixels is that was interesting. Yeah, very quickly we got some new content coming to Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
If you like Among Us. Look into that. Some stuff happening.
Hide and seek, cosmetics, things like that. Yeah.
You know, just some stuff. Shuhei Yoshida, everyone's favorite Japanese dad, mm-hmm. has popped up to show off a new game from Scar Studios called Salt. And was it Salt and Sacrifice?
Salt and Sacrifice.
That was the new one. Yeah, that was it, wasn't it? Because
yeah.
they did Salt and Sanctuary. That was the first one.
It's kind of...
looks bloody hard.
It looks kind of hand-drawn style and kind of, I don't want to say gothic necessarily, but it's quite sort of atmospheric, I guess. A fantasy sort of game. Looks a lot of fun, I suppose.
First one was very popular with sort of Souls fans, so...
2022, that's coming. Yeah. PS4 and PS5. Yeah. We then Looking got nice. A little bit of Solar Ash footage, which is... It was kind of Shadow of the Colossus style, wasn't it? The whole, it's become a trope now, not that it's a bad thing, but clambering onto your giant boss enemies and fighting them that way. It was kind of neon and brightly coloured, and it was just looked like just a direct snippet of gameplay, which you don't always get in trailers like this. It can be really chopped up at times, but.
Yeah, it's out very soon from the team that did Hyper Light Drifter, which I know a lot of people really love. So I imagine there's a lot of people watching this one with interest. So, yeah, out very, very soon. So nice to see some of that. Nice to see some of that. Next up, Valorant, which was teased. Well, I mean, Valorant is already out, but it teased something for a split second,
like
it felt like.
5 seconds.
Barely on screen.
There was some text on like a helmet and a screen.
Yeah.
And then it was gone.
Don't really know much more than that, but something's coming.
I think Jeff said that we were going to be seeing more of it later or something, like this week or later in E3 or something. He might have said that. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there's more to come. That was just a little tiny tease for what's going to be revealed later on, I think.
Tiny teaser.
Yeah.
Next up, we had Escape from Tarkov, just getting a new map. Now, this game is not something that I've played before. I know it's got a very loyal and hardcore fan base, but very pretty, this game. I think it's intentionally, because it's got... I think part of the gimmick of Tarkov is that it's got no HUD, which is why it can be a bit of a challenge to play. Like, it's hard. And I think that really elevates it here, especially in this trailer. Looked really, really nice.
Yeah, Concordia is the name of the new... new settings. So it certainly looks good. I don't know much about Escape from Tarkov, but it looks kind of like the sort of game that the players take quite seriously, you know, like the guns are very realistic and you know, you have to play very tactically and things like that. So good luck to those who are looking forward to that. Hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely. And apologies very quickly for rattling through these. There's just so much.
There's so much
to get
through.
There
really is so much, yeah.
And I'm hoping that the reactions or the What Happened At videos we make for the other conferences have a lot of good announcements, but maybe they focus on a game for longer than 30 seconds,
yeah,
so we don't have to cover quite as many.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Having said that, we're moving on to the next one. Keep it going.
We've got a
keep
new,
going.
New 2-point game coming out. So 2-point Hospital is kind of the big one that's for the past few years. 2-point Campus is coming now. University themed. Build your own university / college. Seems to have the same style of humor. It looks charming as ever.
This was leaked by Microsoft about a week ago because they accidentally listed it on the store.
Yeah.
Nice idea, though. I do like what 2-point Hospital did, and if you can expand that to different locations and so on, then why the hell not? That sounds fun.
Yeah,
I'd like to give that a go. Next up, the strangest crossover that I don't think we were expecting.
Just doing donuts outside my house, seemingly.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Maybe they're really excited about the Stranger Things DLC for Smite.
Yeah, maybe they're really excited by how unexpected this was. What a weird combination.
Yeah, playing as Eleven in Smite.
The game where you play as very stylized, sort of cartoony gods. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Why not?
It's coming.
Why not? It is happening.
Yeah. Then we had Koch Media. Or Coach Media, whatever you want to, or Koch Media, if you're that way inclined.
It was said by several members of PR as Koch.
It is
and
Koch.
I will not stop calling it Koch.
I agree, but people might disagree. We had Prime Matter. It's their new publishing branch. Apparently there's 12 games. I think they actually said over 12 games on the way.
Over 12, yeah.
Yeah. So some stuff that we've already kind of was familiar to us, and I think some of it was maybe kind of new looking. I didn't recognize all of it, is what I'm saying. But
there's a Payday game in there.
Yeah.
They said that there's right at the end, there's a new Painkiller game coming, which will be very exciting to some people.
Yeah.
I was part of a press E3 briefing last Monday where they went through a lot of the games that they're going to be releasing under this label, and they look really good. A lot of them look really, really nice. So this Prime Matter is a new publisher on the block that's worth paying attention to.
Yeah. Up next, we had... honestly, I don't even remember this one. Which one was this? Oh, yeah.
This was the one that was on this 1970s spaceship that looked a bit kind of iffy, but sort of like Left 4 Dead.
They were kind of having a bit of a... It was like they were in this life or death situation, but kind of joking about it. And hey, we're going to come out on top.
Colourful.
The Anacrusis. seems to be the name, if however you want to pronounce that.
Sure it'll be good. It looks fun, but the AI on the things, the aliens they were killing, which were all identical, was a bit janky. So I don't know. It's co-op. It's coming to Xbox and Steam, so we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, sort of death by swarm tactics from the enemy there. We then had the Fast and Furious making an appearance, coming to Rocket League again for Fast 9. Fast 9, yep. Jeez. Car did a backflip off a plane, that was it.
Did. Just a CG trailer of a car doing a backflip off of the plane, so look forward to those in Rocket League. Moving on. Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt. It's seemingly Blood Hunt is the name of the game, but it appears to be part of the Vampire the Masquerade series or franchise. Just CG, it was in-engine, but it wasn't really gameplay. Looks to just be sort of people with guns versus vampires, and you know what? That sounds pretty fun. It's coming this year.
It's coming this year. It is, yeah. We then saw something that did actually sort of wake us up a little bit. It's the next Dark Pictures Anthology game.
Come on.
House of Ashes. It's set in Iraq 2003, and a soldier or several soldiers fall into the floor. They're in an underground place, and there are spookums in there. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Cannot wait. I predict that it's going to look great and be janky, and I cannot wait for that. As I said on the stream, I hope they make these games forever. I don't care about the quality of them. I think they're just so much fun.
I don't want the quality to improve, frankly.
No, I don't really, no.
Dr. Anal Hill was there as well. As
Dr. Anal Hill, yeah.
Of course.
So that's looking great.
Yeah, coming in October. Coming out. October 22nd.
October 22nd, yeah, this year. So we'll be streaming that for sure during Spook Month, so get excited for that. We then had Tales of Arise got a new trailer. It's out in September. It's Tales. You know what Tales is. There's Tales for you.
If you like it, you're looking forward to it, probably.
Precisely. Yeah. But the next game looked gorgeous. Le Petit Prince.
Le Petit Prince.
And we said it looked a bit like Journey, because it actually turns out that it's from the creator of Journey. So there we are. That makes a lot of sense. But yeah, this game looks beautiful. I have no idea what it's about. But really lovely looking thing. There's like a little boy and a little girl. The little girl sort of wears a blanket, a bit like the protagonist of Journey.
Yeah, gliding around.
And she can use it to fly and glide and stuff. Looks lovely. Looks really nice.
Coming to Switch in June.
This month?
It's June now. I forgot.
June now.
Nearly July. June 29th it will be releasing to Switch.
Yeah.
It stayed pretty after that, because then we got the Planet of Lana, which was this watercolor, hand-painted game with it's a kind of 2D side scroller. Maybe it's a bit sort of 2.5D. It's an Off-Earth Odyssey is the subtitle, and it's just this boy and a cat in a very pretty world.
Yeah,
gorgeous looking.
Really,
game.
Really nice. PC and Xbox coming next year. Do look up the trailer for that. We may be showing a bit of footage now, I'm not sure, but yeah, looks really, really nice. Then Overwatch 2, which continues to be, I think, a bit contentious among the Overwatch fandom, has announced that they're either changing up or they're adding a new mode that's 5v5. At the very least, we saw a sort of redesign of Bastion and Sombra, which doesn't mean a great deal to us, but the character models look really nice, so that's something, yeah?
Yeah. There was a little run of very pretty things at this point in the show. We then had Monster Hunter Stories 2, which, again, if you like your Monster Hunter, it's there for you.
It is.
And it was kind of another one of those games where we're like, what's this? Not sure what this could be. And then that's what it turned out to be. Wings of Ruin coming in July.
Yep, very soon. Endless Dungeon was up next, and don't really know how I felt about this sort of kind of top-down view. It's co-op. You're sort of making your way through an endless sort of sci-fi dungeon. Don't really know much more than that. Some of the trailer, I'd say the most character-driven parts of the trailer were CG, an additional hero reluctantly going to help the others. So not really sure about this one, but it is coming. Yeah. It is coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
But then another game that is kind of more high profile, we had Far Cry 6.
We did.
And, it's one that everyone's looking forward to, is it not?
It is. Lovely man Giancarlo Esposito just being really lovely. Just had a nice, easy, cringe-free chat with Jeff Keighley over voice chat.
Live from his
sort of video
room.
Call. It's lovely. Seems like a really nice man. And he's talking up how excited he is about Far Cry 6. And he felt genuine, honestly. I know he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
But it felt like he cared. So looking forward to seeing more of that, hopefully at Ubisoft on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ben, do you fancy another kind of weird, unexpected crossover?
I was just thinking I would really go for one of those. Yes, please.
What about Fall Guys? But
yeah.
Hear me out here. Nier yeah. Automata. Nier's in it.
Honestly, it's been Nier. The character Nier is in it.
Yeah.
It's Miss Nier. All it's 2B.
All of Nier Automata in the game. No, it's not. I don't think it's...
Yeah.
It might just be a single skin, actually. I don't know if they said there was more than one skin coming, but...
Not sure. It is soon, though. Available the 18th of June, so if you're still playing Fall Guys, then look forward to that. It's happening.
Yeah.
The latest in a line of studios that PlayStation is seemingly partnering with and helping to get up and get running and funding their first game, Deviation Games.
Mm.
They're working on a brand new IP. They're working with PlayStation on the first project. So we will see, hopefully, the fruits of these labors for PlayStation soon. This is, I think, maybe the third studio they've done this with now.
Yeah.
That they're just sort of funding their first game. So no idea what they're making, but we will see.
Yeah, they said they didn't have a game to show, but they just sort of wanted to say, hey, we're here, we're making stuff, so good luck to them. Back for Blood there's a little tease to it. That's kind of all we got, but it's another kind of Left 4 Dead looking game, really.
Well, there's a reason for that.
well, that's true, but we saw lots of monsters running around and then finished with a giant eldritch beast.
Huge, great big bushy beard.
Which you don't get in Left 4 Dead, to be fair. I don't think you really have bosses in that game. It's all kind
of... normally. It looks like the monster from Cloverfield.
Yeah, it does a bit.
But this is one that people are really excited for from, I believe, Turtle Rock Studios, the people who made Left 4 Dead. It's already been delayed once, coming out in August. Oh, no, that's the beta. The beta begins in August. It is still coming out this year, I believe. Maybe October is when it was delayed to. But looks great. Anyway, I'm sure it'll be wonderful. And people have been itching for that Left 4 Dead, man. They want it.
Mm-hmm.
They really want it.
We then had Tunic. Was that the name of this thing? Where you play as a little fox boy with a sword and a shield. Reminded me of Kingsley from the PS1, which was also about a fox with a sword and a shield, but also has kind of Zelda vibes about it. So it looked very pretty, very aesthetically pleasing, quite tactile. So, another one to watch if you're into that kind of pretty and cutesy game.
Yeah. Absolutely. Tribes, I was going to say Trials. Tribes of Midgard was revealed. It looks a bit like sort of top-down Valheim, which we're saying is a bit unfortunate because they were almost certainly developed at the same time, so there was no way they could have known that Valheim was happening.
Yeah.
But looks really nice. You can play in co-op. I don't really know what more to say about it than that. Looks good. It's coming on July the 27th.
Different kind of presentation to Valheim, at least, so something to set it apart, I suppose.
Yeah.
But give it a go, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Campbell then appeared as Bruce Campbell to talk about the Evil Dead game, which looks to be a one of those asymmetric multiplayer games where a team of essentially goodies or humans are against monstrous other players.
Very handsome game.
Yeah, it was. And, it was actually.
That's coming soon. So it's a nice bit of gameplay there for people who are fans of the Evil Dead. Looking good. But finally, Peter, we close out.
Oh, we made
it. With the big, beautiful game that everyone's been super excited for. It got Peter Austin the first full point of this prediction series at E3.
Yes.
Elden Ring. We saw gameplay footage, not as in with HUD and stuff, but we saw in-game stuff happening. It looks fast. It looks very Soulsborne-like. I didn't see many things that reminded me of Sekiro, which fills me with happiness because I wasn't a huge fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears to also have co-op too because he summoned up three ghosty people.
Yeah.
Looks weird and upsetting. There are horses you can ride. The rumors about it being open world are clearly true, at least to an extent. Hugely excited for this. This looks brilliant. What a way to close the show.
Lots of your typical Soulsborne or FromSoft style giant monstrous harrowing
eyes and
bosses.
Hands
yeah.
and lots of limbs and ugh.
And like there was like a temple walking along with a big like bell dong underneath.
Yeah, underneath.
It's kind of weird. So, yeah, and everything's kind of, it's like, as is often the case with these games, there's like an accent colour almost. It was like all very black and white, and then there's this gold that's in there. Yeah, it's looking familiar but new. You know, it's sort of more of the same in a good way, seemingly. Probably a game that I won't get along with as a, again, probably a Soulsborne-style game. But I'm certainly... I like looking at these games and, like, just the monster designs and stuff. That alone is entertainment for me, so I've...
So twisted.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing more from this.
January the 21st, 2022. Have no idea if it's going to stick to that date, but that is really soon. And very exciting. And that is Summer Game Fest. What happened at it? I'm really sweating, but we kept it under half an hour. I hope this was informative. I am considering, I haven't spoken to you about this yet, Peter, but I'm considering also chucking this up on the podcast feed.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, why not tweet us and tell us if this was a terrible idea? How did you find Summer Game Fest? Make sure you tune in to all of our coverage of the shows. We are next going to be live streaming reactions on Saturday evening, kicking off at 7:55 BST to react to Ubisoft Forward. So we hope to see you there. youtube.com/TeamTripleJump/live.
Very exciting. Who will win, or more to the point, who will lose the predictions game? The only way to find out is to stick with us and watch our reactions. Fantastic. Well, thank you, Ben. I'm going to... This sounds like more of a treat than it should, but I'm going to go and get this. Open a window.
Oh, you are pushing the boat out, mate.
Oh,
crazy kid.
It's a madness.
We hope you're all opening your windows at home, and we'll see you all very soon. Thanks for watching, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.